Stay there, Bram, for me, because I want to get your view on what Jerry Kelly has been saying to me this morning in an interview that he gave me just before we came on air. Okay.
Well, it isn't in existence, and if you want reference points, then go to the IMC in September 2008, and indeed I think their last report was in 2009. And let me quote from it: "We believe that the PIRA has chosen another method of bringing what it describes as its arms control to a final close. Now that that campaign is well and truly over, the Army Council, by deliberate choice, is no longer operational or functional." What? The IRA itself made a statement, as you know, in 2005, saying they'd left the stage. Dermot Ahern, who was the Justice Minister, said, "This report demonstrates not only that PIRA has gone away, but that it won't be coming back."
Well, and yet, those are assessments of the past, and yet there's an assessment yesterday from a very senior police officer, an organisation that you support, that you have confidence in, saying the following, quote, "It is my assessment at this stage, and my belief that people who are members of the Provisional IRA were involved in this murder."
Well, I've read the statement that he put out. I know he did a press conference, which I didn't see all of. He also said, and I think it's quite confused, he also said that action against drugs, and you may or may not remember, but 18 months ago, after a murder, I put out a statement on this very organisation saying that it was involved in extortion and intimidation and indeed in murder after the death of Donnie Mackay.
So it doesn't sound like the IRA?
No, it sounds like AAD. I said they were a criminal gang. Let me repeat it now. They are a criminal gang. And if they suspect that's who's involved in this, then they need to take them off the street. These are people who are trying to bring us back to the past. I am on the policing board. I do support the PSNI. But with respect, if you read the statement, it is quite confused, saying beliefs. Now, just after, I think it was, that Kevin McGuigan was killed, the PSNI said the speculation was unhelpful.
One of
and
the
then
most.
We get this press conference, which frankly is full of speculation.
But it's not full of speculation, it's his assessment. That's not speculation. It's the assessment of the police officer leading this case that the IRA were involved in this murder. And you know the police wouldn't say that lightly.
Well, the police have said all sorts of things, and, you know, I could go back to the Stormont. When Stormont fell the last time, it was based on a police raid, which was also based on a state agent who was Dennis Donaldson at the time, and yet Stormont fell over that now. But setting that aside, I am not as naive as that. I do think that the police should be, and they will get our support. And indeed, all the political parties who are now jumping on the bandwagon as if they were waiting for such a statement need to calm their heads. They need to realise that we're all in this together, that these killings need to stop, that there are two bereaved families waiting for results here. And what the police need to do is to bring forward results on both the Jack Davison killing and the Kevin McGuigan killing.
The police need to follow the evidence, of course.
The police do need to follow the evidence. And that's exactly the point, Stephen. What we didn't have in that statement, in that press conference, was evidence. What we had was speculation. What we need is results.
One of the most senior, experienced journalists in this country, Barney Rowan, has been told that this was a joint enterprise between the Provisional IRA and AAD, Action Against Drugs. Now, if that is the case, that is incredibly serious, because that organisation, AAD, who you have said this morning is trying to bring us back to the past, if they have done a joint enterprise with the IRA, why would anybody continue with the current political situation?
I have to say, as you see, you started that off, and Barney Rowan is a very experienced and well-got journalist. But what you told me is that somebody told him. So it's not Barney Rowan making that assessment. I don't think Barney Rowan would make that assessment.
He's been told by a senior source.
Well, what does the senior source mean? You know, there's all sorts of people who may claim themselves as senior source. So let me be very crystal clear about this. And I think I have at least some authority. Haven't been a Republican for the last 40 years.
And let me say this,
and haven't been in the IRA in my past, that the IRA are not involved in this, that when they made the statement in 2005 to go away, they went away. And that what we're dealing with now is some sort of hand in there throwing all sorts of speculation, trying to cloud what's happening, and it is not helping. Well, and let me be very clear with this: it is neither helping the family nor this investigation.
Well, let me
to be involved in that.
Let me cut to the chase on exactly what you've just said. You were in the IRA, right? If the IRA was still in existence, would you know?
Well, I would like to think so.
Right.
I would be fairly certain I would know. And I can
Why?
Tell you...
Why would you be certain you would know?
Because I'm a long-standing Republican. These things do not, you know, come up out of the mid-air. The IRA made the statement in 2005.
Okay.
Now, the other thing that you need to look at, you see, because you're using this term evidence, which you're right. Look at the evidence over the last 10 years. Look at what Republicans are doing, because I can tell you what we're doing. And this is Axe people who were in the IRA, are involved in the peace process, are involved in the political process, are involved with other political parties
I can tell you.
Who used to be their opponents.
I can tell you if you want what some Republicans are doing and have done in the past. So some Republicans, let's take Gerry Adams. He's denied ever being in the IRA. Let's take Sinn Féin. They've denied that the IRA were ever involved in the Northern Bank robbery. And you see, once we have denial after denial about things that many, many people disagree with, we just wonder if Sinn Féin deny everything, whether it's true or not.
Because I think it's a fair... I mean, you've brought this to point. So let me answer your point. What you're doing is speculating about Gerry Adams. What you're doing is speculating about the Northern Bank. If you want to deal with evidence, then deal with evidence. If you want to deal with speculation, then state it as speculation, Stephen.
So are you still saying, for example...
Well, to get you back on the subject...
But hold on, Gerry. No, let me just ask this. Let me just ask this. One second. I am on the subject. I am on the subject. I've got to be able to ask you questions.
Does the IRA exist at the moment? Is there... I was asked yesterday at a press conference, does the Army Council exist? And I am telling you, with whatever authority, right, I can have, right? And it's my past. And living on the streets and being involved with the Republicans and knowing what Republicans are doing now, then they do not exist.
Okay, and are you the same?
And the chief inspector, I think he is wrong.
It's a detective superintendent.
Sorry, detective superintendent is wrong in pursuing this land.
Are you also the same man that's still telling me the IRA were not involved in the Northern Bank robbery?
I am the same man who has said that the IRA were not involved in the Northern Bank robbery.
You're categorical about that.
Well, how can I be categoric? I can say I wasn't in the IRA at that time. I was asked as a political person that I believe that the IRA was involved, and I said no.
So,
that is as honest as you'll ever get from me. And, you know, in fairness to you, I think we fought over a lot of things, but I like to stand over my integrity when I'm fighting with you.
So let me then ask another question that if you like, you know, people on the street will be asking. If you know it wasn't the IRA did do this, then who was it? How do you know if you don't know who it was?
Well, I don't know who it was.
So it could have been the IRA.
Listen to me. You see, again, let me return you to the evidence. What we had was a statement last week after the killing of Kevin McGuigan from an organisation calling itself the Action Against Drugs, before that, saying that they were intending to kill someone. And then we had that killing. We have the same chief superintendent who is saying that he believes that the AAD were involved. Okay? I am saying to you categorically that the AAD is a criminal organization. It may have whatever acts is in it, and it may have dissonance in it or whatever. But they are a criminal organization. They have been involved in intimidating contractors. They have been involved in murder, and they have been involved in extortion. Now, they do not represent anybody except themselves and self-gain.
Okay.
They need to be taken off the
This
street.
Is the final question.
I can't be any clearer than
okay,
that.
And I'm asking this question so that you can be clear. There's a reason for this question. If Sinn Féin were in any way involved in backing anybody involved in violence currently in this country, would they have any place in the executive?
Sinn Féin have a political mandate, but I will return to your question. We stand exactly on our political mandate. We are not involved. So you're asking enough questions. I'm telling you now, we are not involved. And anybody who would be involved in that would not have a place in Sinn Féin.
Okay. Thank you very much, Gerry Kelly. Thank you. Brian Rowan, your reaction to that?
Well, Gerry Kelly has talked there, he referenced the IMC report, and the IMC did talk about the IRA dismantling its structure and going away. You heard Gregory Campbell say to you earlier, I've not seen evidence of a fully functioning IRA in the recent period. What has brought the IRA back into focus is yesterday's police assessment. Now, Gerry Kelly says he thinks Detective Superintendent Kevin Geddes has got it wrong. You were absolutely right when you were saying Kevin Geddes will not have spoken yesterday without the full authority of the chief constable and other senior officers in the PSNI. So this wasn't a detective superintendent on a solo run yesterday. He was giving the assessment of the PSNI organisation from the very top. So I think it goes back to what we were discussing earlier, Stephen. What do the police mean by the IRA still exists? And that is the question that those politicians are going to be asking when they go to see George Hamilton over the next period of time.
Of everything that you've said today and of everything you've written about in the Belfast Telegraph, Barney, the one thing that is really, really stark to me is that when you say that you were told by a senior source within the police that this murder was a joint enterprise between members of the Provisional IRA and dissident Republicans. Now, let us just think about that. So members of the IRA and dissident Republicans. How significant is that, Brian, if that's true?
Well, what I'm telling you is what I was told, Stephen. So current members of the IRA acting alongside this group, Action Against Drugs, that involves former IRA members, some violent dissidents, and those with criminal links. If that assessment stacks up, Stephen, then the lines become even more blurred, and people will ask the question, and I think rightly ask the question, if members of a mainstream IRA organisation are cooperating with dissidents and others in the Kevin McGuigan murder, what else could they do further down the road?
Yeah, well, the obvious train of thought here is that you've got this from a police source. It's a question that now needs to be put directly to the chief constable. Does he believe, well, is he prepared to publicly answer the question if he believes that dissidents have now joined forces with members of the Provisional IRA? That's a key question now for the chief constable to publicly answer, Brian.
And the chief constable has allowed a detective chief superintendent to do a news conference yesterday in which that detective chief superintendent said that members of the Provisional IRA were involved in the murder of Kevin McGuigan and that this group Action Against Drugs was also involved. That is the police assessment. Kevin Geddes isn't speaking for Kevin Geddes. He's speaking for the PSNI, and that means from the chief constable down. So the politicians will now probe and interrogate that police assessment yesterday, and they will want to know how much of it stands up. And what I'm being told, and there is a huge importance attached to that police assessment yesterday, what I'm told is what's being said will stand up to scrutiny and examination.
Okay, Brian Rund, thank you.